Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear God's word, it would come into your life, that it would take root and help you in your walk with Jesus this day and every day. We begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, awaken us to the threatening dangers of our sins, and keep us blameless until the coming of your new day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. One of the readings appointed for this day comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus says, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. They will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the end, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about the day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each will work and command the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. I stand here near the Advent wreath. Today is the first Sunday in Advent, and our Advent wreath marks time, but also when we see it in the church, it's a reminder that Christmas is near. Yet, when you heard the passage I read, most of you probably did not think Christmas, because it doesn't sound very Christmassy. You don't have shepherds in Bethlehem. You have angels, but the angels are coming in power and gathering people, and there's this sense of judgment. We don't have the baby Jesus. So what's going on? Why do we have this lesson as we begin our time towards Christmas? Part of it is the season of Advent. The word Advent literally means come. And in some ways, there's a dual focus in Advent. There's a sense of Jesus' coming the first time, which is what we celebrate December 25th. Our four candles mark the four Sundays that march us closer and closer to Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of the Christ child and sing "Away in the Manger" and "Silent Night" and all that kind of stuff. But the second focus on the notion of coming is the second coming. And that's where this passage from Mark comes, that it's the sense of Jesus is going to come again. And this time as we wait helps us to think about both those things. We wait in anticipation of the celebration of Christmas, but we also await the time when he will come again. One of the themes of Advent is waiting. And as we think about waiting, most of us are not very good at it. And we can see by our Advent wreath the sense of waiting. The first Sunday we light one candle, the next Sunday we light another, and we wait each week to light another candle and mark that time until finally Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we light the white candle in the middle, symbolizing Christ as the light of the world. Most of us don't do well at waiting. We want it, and we want it now, right? Most of us, when we're waiting, we wait impatiently. You know, we think about all the time we wait. We wait in our cars at traffic lights, and we honk at the person if they wait too long to move through the light. We wait at the grocery store, and we get impatient when the person in front of us, probably me, has something go wrong, and they've got to fix something, and we're just like, oh, and it feels like it takes forever. We wait at the doctor's office as we wait for our name to be called, and it's like, wait a minute, my appointment was at 1 o'clock, and now it's 2:30, and I'm still sitting in the doctor's office, right? We wait, and we wait, and we wait. Part of it is we think of waiting as, in some ways, wasted time. We have to be doing something, or we got to fill it in some ways. I think part of this lesson, Jesus is calling us to say, as you're waiting for the Son of Man to come back, it's not just like you're killing time, but we're supposed to be actively waiting. He tells the parable about the fig tree, and says when it's tender, you know that summer is on, and the sense of anticipation and being alert of watching. Too often when we're waiting, we get distracted, right? The person at the traffic light who doesn't go through the light fast enough, sometimes they're messing with their phone or playing with some gadget in their car, doing something and they're not, you know, paying attention. Sometimes as you're waiting in line at the store, the person in front of you, right, they've pulled out their phone and they're playing a game or texting or doing something on their phone, and they don't see that the person ahead of them has already gone through and it's now their turn, right? That we get distracted. Jesus tells us, he says, I say to you and I say to everyone, keep awake. Keep alert. Be on guard. That as we wait, we're waiting for the signs of what God is doing. So what does it mean for us to actively wait? What does it mean for us in this Advent season? And I think part of it is this. What we're called to do is it's this time in between. We're not there quite yet, but we're not in, but we're not gone, right? It's this in between. And it's that in that in between time that we wait to look to see where is God at work. I think that's part of the parable of the fig tree. How do we see God at work? Where is it that we see those signs of God's presence? When we see somebody helping another, maybe when we see a sunset, or you know, a couple weeks ago the leaves changing, something in nature. What are those things that point us to the power and majesty of God? We don't just look for the signs because we think there's some kind of impending judgment. Jesus says, nobody knows, so you know, we don't worry about when that will come. But we look for where we see God. Because I think part of it, as we're called to be the people of God, as we're called to be the church, part of it is we're called to point out where we see God at work so others can see the goodness and graciousness of God, the power of God at work, and so then we can go and do likewise to help others see where God is at work and then to maybe be those signs for other people. We're called to wait. We don't always do that well. But in that time of waiting, it's a time that we pay attention to God. Not get distracted, not have our attention to turn somewhere else. Not going, will it get here? But we wait and we look for where God is present. And then we help others to see how his hand is upon us and how he is at work in our world. Because if we stop and wait, if we stop and we stay awake and alert, we will see the mighty acts of God. Amen. Now let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Be with us as we enter into the season of Advent and as we wait for your coming. Empower us to watch and see the signs of your power at work and be alert and ready to welcome you as you return in glory. Help us prepare ourselves to celebrate Christmas as we welcome and worship the Christ child anew this year. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.